This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
None of this. We'll have none of this. We've had enough summer rain. Let's dispatch this song. Although it's a good Johnny Rivers song, good tune.
Oh, it's
been around in summertime for quite a long time. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirstner, 7 after the hour. It's the Good Day program for the second day of August. I can't neglect to tell you this portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts. I suppose if I were true to my New England roots, I would say get your pats for your car at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yes. It's an A-H sound with a little bit of a nasal in there.
Right. Okay, so I am thankful, of course, for all of my friends in life on the radio, and people who don't know how to do stuff, oftentimes share things. I apparently created a thread of conversation over the pickle. If you didn't hear it, gooddayshow.com. This may not be the highlight of your day, but it shows you how people listen and what they listen to, what they hear, and what connects with them. So here is a response to the pickle conversation. Yes, cucumbers in the pickle jar with leftover pickle juice are the best. I was talking about the things that came out of the garden yesterday. I cut up some cucumbers last night and put them in an old pickle jar that had pickle juice in them. And thought, okay, let's wait for a while and see what these taste like. Why wouldn't they do what the other pickles did that were already in the jar, right? It should be same.
For sure. Well, yeah. I would think, well, it depends how long. If you put them in one day and then the very next day you're going for them, I think that they would be delicious nonetheless, but I don't think that they would be as pickled as the pickles originally were.
This just struck me. Funny. They're not quite as pickled as the other pickles
are. They're not quite as pickled.
Not quite as pickled. And here's another friend who was involved in vacation time and how she's been talking to her friends about where she comes from. And the fact that her mother and her uncles have a Scottish background, and she wanted to know if I knew mine. And yeah, I do, actually. I from time to time tell stories on the air or with my friends about the varying things that my daughter and son have both done a deep dive into this. Have you done, has your family, do you have a family tree sort of that you know where you
to
come from?
To an extent, yes. I have a cousin who did a really heavy deep dive going back 11 generations.
Great. I think about this. Fantastic. Maybe this is a good post. Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on X. It's Good Day On Air. I think this is a good conversation, a good conversation starter, a great idea. What is the story of your family tree, your roots? And have you become, did you go to Ancestry.com or 23andMe or wherever it is that people go to find this stuff? Sometimes my sister also with my children. It's funny because I knew what the roots were kind of, but it never really grabbed me like it grabbed my younger sister. She has done so much research into, I told a story once on the air about my four or five grandfather removed. This has been 1845 or so. Was how many steps back is that? 20 years, 65, 85, it's like seven great-grandfathers back. The story of William Dungy, who was a Portuguese, dark-skinned Portuguese guy, who had come to this country and settled in a little place outside of Springfield, Illinois. And he, for whatever the reason, was in, he went to this town, I forget the name of it, not important to the story, but he would go in every week or two to get supplies and that sort of thing. And one time he went in and the sheriff saw him and arrested him because, again, it's 1845 and he's black. So what's he doing wandering around buying groceries in a grocery store having money? So he gets arrested as a runaway slave. Remember, this is my grandfather, seven times removed. My grandmother on my mother's side was Portuguese, some part Portuguese. So anyway, the guy gets thrown into jail, and he doesn't have any money. He doesn't have a way of getting out. And one of the locals brings the matter to the attention of a new lawyer in town. He gets brought to Springfield. This town's a little outside the capital of Illinois, Springfield. So the as the story goes, he consults with this lawyer, and the lawyer says, "I'll take this case on pro bono because you're my first case. I just got out of, I'm paraphrasing here, obviously. I just got out of law school, and I'm just setting up an office here, and yes, I'll be happy to help you." So the trial lasted. Again, think about the time and the era. You're a black guy, and he gets arrested for the color of his skin. He's a slave. He has to because he's black. So the lawyer takes on the case, and long story short, he vindicates Mr. William Dungy, D-U-D-N-G-E-Y. He vacates the case, and the man says, "What can I do? I don't have any money. How can I help you? What can I do?" And the man says, "Live your life and enjoy your freedom." Who is the lawyer? Question number one. Mm-hmm. For you, for the audience, who was the lawyer? First case he ever tried.
Who?
Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
Pretty good story, huh?
That's a great story.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know whether we're supposed to know where we come from or not. Is it supposed to be precise, the information? What difference does it make to us? I don't know that it makes any difference. Just, I think it's good to know who you are, where you come from, and why you are the way you are. And you can find that out any number of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I find on my domain here on the Good Day program, asking the question, the answers help me, frankly, personally, to deal with lots of different stuff. It's not, you know, it's not shocking that we all are connected, and the more we find our connectedness, I think the more we can iron out some of the silly stuff going on that ought not to be going on, if you'll pardon me. Speaking of shocking, this sort of falls in league with the story about the black lady whose cancer cells were used for research and the family never knew about it. Here's another one. This is Dateline, California. This is a rural California town. Somebody messing around in a warehouse opened up some boxes, and there are hundreds of them. Picture this big open warehouse, lots of boxes. Apparently in the boxes are the remains of bioengineered mice and other bugs, infectious agents that have been deemed medical waste. So this was a laboratory that operated under the cover of darkness, people doing research and selling it to the major drug companies. The drug companies asked no questions. Okay, yeah, let's look at this. Let's see what we... This is completely illegal. And infectious stuff like you wouldn't believe. The
hanging out in boxes in this warehouse?
Mice that were bioengineered to catch and carry COVID-19. They were engineered after this stuff. God, this is like what they were doing in China, for God's sakes. The same thing. And by the way, the health and licensing department in this community says that the laboratory belongs to Prestige Biotech, which is a Chinese medical company registered in Nevada. What in the name of God are we doing allowing these people to... They're infecting literally and figuratively the whole country, if not the whole world. And we let them come in here willy-nilly, buy whatever they want, do whatever they want, and nobody is the wiser and nobody catches them until somebody falls into a building that's been closed down and they find out it's being used as a diagnostic laboratory. The Chinese government owns the damn facility. And they're doing the research under our nose. Never mind Wuhan. This building was operated under the cover of darkness. It's in Fresno County. You can look it up. Just all you have to do is Google Fresno County Health Department and you can see what they're investigating and how they came into there, and then they found out, you know, okay, so somebody says, what's all this stuff in here? Lots of chemicals and biological materials and body fluids and hundreds of mice that are dead in these boxes. And they find these devices that were developed on site for COVID-19 purposes. I'm telling you, we are out of our minds in this country. We are. People say, oh, well, no, oh, well, nothing. This is bad news. And the fact that we are allowing this to go on is just, it's not even disgraceful. It's suicidal. This laboratory was unlicensed and full of infectious diseases, just sitting in boxes. I don't get it.
It's like just trying to wrap my head around that.
Yeah. What are we doing? Do we not care? Are we so wrapped up in those GD devices and social media and worrying about Trump and whatever your next-door neighbor is doing or bullying somebody and we pay no attention? The Chinese have got us figured out because we let them monitor everything that we do. They know how we think. And so here we are. We're giving away this great experiment called the United States of America to people that aren't even working that hard at stealing it from us because we're letting them in. And who is talking about that? Now, all of the talk radio shows you'll hear today will be about Trump and his three indictments. Yeah, those damn Democrats and those judges, they're no good. They're trying to keep Trump from being president. What's that got to do with the end of the line here and having the... It's just, I don't know. I have been on my horse, and now I get off. 18 after the hour.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How about making it 23 after the hour, Jay? What do you say? You're in agreement with that?
I am. I think that good sounds very nice.
Very nice. All right, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with Celebrity News, the social media gossip that we tend to be gravitating. This is the anti what I was just talking about. This is the opposite of paying attention to what's important. Although for some people, this is good stuff in the sense that it distracts you from some of the other things that are around. So this moment or two is devoted to Joe Jonas, one of the Jonas Bros. Apparently he had a problem that was pretty embarrassing in the middle of one of his concerts. And I'm not sure how to deal with this. I've had this experience myself. So where do we go from here with this? I'll tell you right after this important announcement.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Jonas Bros, Jonas Brothers, here on Good Day, 25 past the hour. So Joe Jonas says that he pooped in his pants during a concert recently, and he said it wasn't actually the most embarrassing moment. He said, what's the most embarrassing thing that happened to me on stage? He said, yeah, you can do it in your pants.
Well, he was doing a Q&A for Vanity Fair with his brothers, Nick and Kevin, and he asked them to answer the question on his behalf, like, what's the most embarrassing thing to happen to me on stage? And they both immediately were like, dude, you pooped your pants. That's easily what it is. And he said I would think, I mean, if I were him, that would be my most embarrassing moment.
I would think so.
But for him, he said his most embarrassing moment was the first time he ever fell on stage, and it was nationally televised. It was the American Music Awards.
Yeah.
At the beginning of their performance, they're behind these frames that have glass, and then the glass shatters, and they walk through the frame, and he trips.
Right.
And he's now kind of known for being clumsy on stage and falling a lot and tripping, but that was the very first time it happened.
Wow.
And he said that in the moment, that was the time he felt the most embarrassed he'd ever been.
Mm. I have had that experience. I told you once about having ayahuasca down in Peru and taking a bus ride back from this location in the middle of nowhere and not making it. And it was... how could you be more embarrassed than that? And how many of you would even admit to it? Am I dumb that I admit to it, or am I just being me? It's not something that I was pleased.
It's a good story, and also don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, right. I still don't remember what it is. Like ayahuasca, but it isn't. It's not quite. It's not that, but it's something that sounds like that.
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. Okay. Thank you. Don't do it, James. Don't do it. Don't let your girlfriend talk you into stuff like that.
I only know about it for research purposes, I swear.
Yes, okay, good. Very important.
If Big Brother is watching, some of these things that we ask James to research on his computer,
yeah, right.
They would be after him, like, why are you looking this up? Why do you need this information?
This could be also a good question for social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show X, Good Day On Air. What's your most embarrassing moment? 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The United States of America has taken a hit on its credit rating. Fitch is downgrading its U.S. debt rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. Several factors were cited, including a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the last 2 decades. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump has been indicted for election interference from 2.5 years ago. Special counsel Democrat Jack Smith.
Charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News last night.
Jack Smith is an ideological zealot. He charged Bob McDonnell, and he was reversed unanimously at the Supreme Court because his legal theories were so far-fetched.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Like the sideways hit that Margaritaville we're playing there. Is that what that is? How is that? That is Margaritaville, isn't it?
It's sounds by Jimmy Buffett.
Cheeseburger in Paradise?
It's Boat Room.
All right. Lovely. 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen and the Tidbits crew, which includes Jay Kirshner and James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. It is Wednesday, the 2nd of August. Do you have plans for Friday? If not, you might want to head to a national park. This weekend is the third anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act. Ah, yes, bipartisanship at its best. Well, the law actually helps to protect and improve and sustain public lands. I remember when I owned some land in Arizona a number of years ago, I didn't realize until then how much land the government owned. The government of the United States owns about 1/8 of all the land in our country is operated or run by the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM. And they own lots of villa. I mean, this is, it's good for us to have parks, recreation areas, no question about that. And the ability to protect them is a good idea, for sure. And because, by the way, to get back to the reason for this weekend, the Interior Department is waiving entrance fees for all of the federal land that the Bureau of Land Management runs. That marks the anniversary this weekend. So you want to go to a national park, get in the car on Friday and go to the nearest national park or wildlife refuge or place like that. What the problem I see with the wildlife refugees, refuge is the right word, R-E-F-U-G-E, is that they usually don't let you in.
Mm-hmm.
it says government land, no trespassing. And I always think to myself, if I want to, I'm going to go on this land. Government isn't government's land. The government doesn't have any money if it doesn't have my money. And so if I've paid...
You're a part owner.
If I'm a part owner of the wildlife refuges, I'm going there. But the other side of it is, what they don't tell you on the sign is beware of bears, beware of lions, beware of cougars, beware of things that are on the park that we've protected that are part of quote-unquote wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not just the birds and the bees and the
yeah,
turtles
well, like
and stuff.
Part of it, don't disturb their habitat. Don't invade their space. But also, this is for your protection, too.
Right.
But at what point do we just say, you know what, let Darwinism do its thing. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, help yourself. Yes. Yeah. But there's always, there are these stories, more and more of them every day. Didn't I see one? There's a story about, another shark bite. Here we go. I found it. A man was hospitalized, got bitten on a Florida barrier island, lower leg, chomp. Now, the fellow... Somebody referred to it as rare. I don't think, from what we've heard this year...
That was my takeaway, too.
Shark attacks are rare at all. They're pretty commonplace.
Yes.
This is a 20-year-old guy in the water at the north end of Anna Maria Island in the Gulf of Mexico, just a little south of Tampa. He was out having some fun. A couple of lifeguards hopped on the boat, went out, got the victim... They treated him, his leg, where they had enough of it to wrap it back together again. Even, look down at your leg and you see it just hanging there. What kind of a feeling is that? Oh, wow.
I feel like it would be one of those things, like, I don't want to look, I don't want to see anything.
No.
I'm just going to keep my eyes closed tight.
No. So anyway, apparently this species of shark goes for fish. And somebody had just gotten some fish, and there was blood in the water, and bingo, you get the story. Right? So, shark attack. When did we have Shark Week? Wasn't that just a couple of weeks ago?
I feel like, it's typically, what, the end of July?
Yeah, but it wasn't very exciting this week. Maybe that's because it's been too doggone.
That's why they had to have Jason Momoa part
shark
of it.
Bites.
Because
yeah,
like,
right.
Hey, now yeah. People will pay attention again.
Exactly. All right, let's, speaking of paying attention, what's going on with Mega Millions? No! Winning tickets sold! The jackpot now is at $1.25 billion. The drawing last night, nothing happening. Last jackpot winner for Mega Millions was back in April. And so you'll see the same stuff, the same business, the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is at Mega Millions. So are we buying tickets? Why not? It's the fourth biggest ever. But you have the least time. You know what? Rich McFadden always used to say to me after we'd have these conversations on the air, go buy a ticket today. You have a better chance by a third. So to win this $1.25 billion, it's 1 in 300 million. If you buy a ticket after this jackpot is won, it's won in $200 million. Actually, a little bit less than that even. So, how about, you know, we win $25 million instead of $1.25 billion, whatever.
Which I feel like you can still do a bit of damage with that. That's a good lump sum.
Right. Wouldn't throw it out with the trash, right? Under the circumstances. All right, back to school season. How do you support your favorite teacher? Any thought being given to that? Yeah, I just find it so... It used to be the 1st of September we'd get worked up about this stuff. Now it's the 1st of August.
Well, because you have tax-free weekends, and it's a good opportunity to go buy a lot of these supplies and not get taxed on it. Yeah, and the schools always have your list of, okay, here are the supplies the student will need and all of that. And sometimes just get extra things, or if you already know who your child's teacher is going to be, ask them, hey, what do you need for your classroom? Because most of these teachers, they supply... They decorate all of this out of their own finances. It's their own budget.
That's
they don't.
Disgusting.
It's not from the school or anything like that. Yeah. So just ask, how can I support you? What do you need?
What the heck do you do? I say this to school boards and local school departments. What are you doing with the money? Why is it that there is such a shortage of things? What are you supposed to do with? What do you do with the money? Aren't you supposed to buy books? Aren't you supposed to buy supplies with this stuff? What are you doing with the money? Where's it going? Somebody just sent me a note. I want you to talk more about Donald Trump. Guess what? I don't want to talk anymore about
Who's
Donald
he?
Trump.
Who's he? I recognize that name. I can't place the face.
Ay. So, okay. Yep. Do we give him 60 seconds? He lost the election. Okay. That's not news. There are a lot of people... Did he really?
Which election, though?
Ah, my God. Anyway, Ron DeSantis described the indictment as the weaponization of the federal government. There's something to be said for that. Mm-hmm. This is a relentless, and can you hear my desperation in talking about this, and I go back to the Chinese, the story of the last half hour. You can get it by going back to gooddayshow.com, or it'll be in the download for sure at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. The story about the Chinese government buying a warehouse and doing research, research on COVID in our country, in a building that they bought in a town of 20,000 people, and they just left the boxes with all of the dead rats and mice and bugs in there. I think I asked the question once, maybe. Maybe it's not enough, though. What are we doing? Paying more attention to what's going on with the Russians and the Ukrainians? Okay, so the Ukrainians sent some drones over the Russian capital and dropped a few bombs. Must have woke Putin up from a sound sleep. Oh, we're going to get those guys. How long has this been going on? A year and a half, right? Or more?
Yes. Yeah, a year and a half.
Yeah.
It started in February last year. Putin said it will last 72 hours, tops.
Right. Okay, good for him. Not too good at telling time. All right, let's talk about job growth. It's increasing, cooling inflation. Americans are more optimistic about the economy, according to a poll done by the Biden campaign. Okay, do you believe it? I kind of believe it, even though it was, you know, whoever pays for these polls or research stuff, they always get what they want. It's like a lawyer. Tell a lawyer what you want the outcome to be, and he'll figure out how to get there.
Well, but also, who are the people that take part of these polls that are supposed to be representation of everyone else?
Oh. I think that this is good, though. I'm optimistic, but I've been optimistic since the beginning when everybody else was pessimistic. I said there'll be no, and this is just gut stuff that I come up with. This isn't based on research or it's instinctive with me, because it's always maybe I learned because it's never as bad as you think it will be, even though the COVID thing was about as bad as I ever want to experience in terms of my country leading me down the wrong path. because that's what my country did. My country led me in a direction which was not the correct direction to go in. And we still haven't done anything about the real problem, which is the fact that the virus came from a Chinese lab. And if you look at the posting that I have on social media, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and it's also on the Good Day Show social media pages, the video coming from a conference last week of the European Union looking into what COVID was all about. The stuff that came out of that hearing from every major European country was so damning, was so destructive to the core of how this campaign for COVID was took place and was presented, it gives you shivers to think that we are that easily duped these days, because that's what we were. These guys all agreed, and they're all authoritative, not just scientists and politicians, but people who have tracked to this sort of thing. It was really, I want to say refreshing. It certainly was ear-opening and eye-opening. So it's 22 minutes, and I've noticed, you know, a lot of times when I post things about my family, grandchildren, etc., I'll get dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of likes. I posted that, I think there's four, because people don't take the time to look at it, and that's the problem.
Or they don't have the chance to see it, because the algorithm catches some keywords it doesn't like, and then doesn't even put it into news feeds. Most people on social media see what's in their news feed. They don't actually go to the other pages and scroll through to see what's there.
Yeah. Well, you do that to your own detriment, I guess, much as anything else. Here's a Kansas farmer who's planted 80 acres of sunflowers. This is so sweet. He planted 80 acres of sunflowers as a gift to his wife on their 50th anniversary. What a perfect gift. Think about that.
That's beautiful.
1.2 million sunflowers for Lee Wilson's wife, Renee, partner of 50 years. God love him. This is in Pratt, Kansas. Go look it up. Go see it. Now, where are we? It's 48 after. This is Good Day.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years, you and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss. And healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Dougie at free shipping. But there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Here he is, Mr. Nightmare himself, Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments. All right, so Chuck, did you have a peaceful night after you saw this movie? You and Jay both, actually.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Not even close, and not even interested. Let me tell you
something. You may not believe this statement. It's actually a great movie.
No, of course it is. Jay, you agree with that?
I do wholeheartedly.
No, of course. There we go.
And the reason we play that is because the late Wes Craven, who was the writer-director of that film, and also created the Scream franchise, directed Scream, born this day, August 2nd, 1939.
Happy birthday, yeah.
I think a good filmmaker, a very creative mind, and his legacy is very much real. Elm Street, Scream. He did a movie called Red Eye in 2004, which is a more mainstream studio film with Rachel McAdams and Cillian Murphy, who is Oppenheimer. That's very, very good. Takes place on an airplane. It's a cat and mouse thriller. It's a very good movie for people who want to see something maybe they have never seen before. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Wes Craven.
So I could stomach that one. Or are there people getting chopped?
No, that one you could stomach. Yeah, it's not real. It's not gory. It's more psychological with a really good performance by Cillian Murphy.
Like yeah.
And I love Rachel McAdams. So yeah, Red Eye is called 2005.
Okay. All right,
that's your homework assignment.
Thank you very much.
Let me just bounce into one more thing. This day in movie history, August 2nd, 1999, a movie called The Sixth Sense came out, directed by a guy most people didn't know, M. Night Shyamalan, and it starred Haley Joel Osment, who was a terrific, and I mean terrific, child actor, and Bruce Willis. And it became what was known in the industry as a massive sleeper hit, something we don't see anymore because everything's just so manufactured and forced down the public's throat that they don't give directors a chance to do something original, and movies don't materialize by word of mouth. And that's 1999. Sixth Sense, a really good movie.
We need another one of those. By the way, Chuck Curry is brought to you by the folks who are presenting you with a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. Take a trip on them. Check out 541 Travel's deal. 10 callers are now eligible for these two free nights by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684. And I see... Keanu Reeves, I think I knew in the back of my mind that he had a band called Dogstar. You knew that, right?
Yes, I did.
And did you know that he used to open for David Bowie?
That I didn't know. I don't know too much. I know he plays music, and I know he likes music. He's a very interesting person. By all accounts, a really good person, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Joaquin Phoenix has... been accused of slapping his co-star, Vanessa Kirby, in a moment on the filming of Napoleon.
Well, I only guess been accused. I think they had a artistic agreement to basically just get into character and...
slap each other around?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know the story.
What is the story of this movie? He's
Napoleon.
Always in weird movies.
It's directing a Napoleon biopic.
So this is then, if Ridley Scott is doing, it's got to be kind of a straightforward, almost action flick. That's what he does, right?
The trailer looks pretty good. He could do both.
When's it out?
It comes out, I think, the end of the year.
Hmm. This is, the last film he did was House of Gucci. You see him a lot, the television movies that are on. There are a lot of Ridley Scott movies, Frankie, floating around. All right.
But he's also filming Gladiator 2.
Great.
Yeah. One other thing. Denzel Washington has confirmed that this last Equalizer movie, Equalizer 3, which comes out, I think, in October, will be his last in this franchise. He's getting up there a little bit in age. But I love this. Denzel Washington is an incredible talent.
I don't
think his movies are great, but they're good. And his scenes, the individual nuanced scenes in these movies are outstanding. I wish it wouldn't go so big on the action because I don't think it was really necessary, but that's what they do in studio filmmaking. But he's great in those movies.
So what about the rumor that Tobey Maguire is going to be Thomas Hayden Church, who was the last Spider-Man, says there's a rumor of a sequel that'll have Tobey Maguire in it. What does he play?
Well, because they did Spider-Man No Way Home, Spider-Man? And they brought Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield back as Spider-Man. I think it's a good idea. I loved him as Spider-Man. I think I like that idea. I hope they do it.
Daddy Spider-Man. What does a Spider-Man say to his daddy? Daddy, can I spin something for you?
That's an awful joke, but I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, sir. Goodbye. It's 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.